Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's conversation. My name is Kyle, and welcome to the program. This week on the program, Hillary and her staff have agreed to hand over email servers and servers. Does that spell the end for Hillary Clinton? I'll get into that. Also, a very, very newly developing story as of a couple days ago. There are five illegals from Central America that are suing the government, our federal government, for $10 million. I'll get into that. Crazy. Not even allowed to be here in this country, and they're suing this country. Also, I'll get to my thoughts on the GOP candidates and their thoughts on what they think about this country, and also stuff about what Ben Carson has said on automatic weapons and much, much more. So, welcome to the conversation. Corinthians 15:19. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied. Think about that as you're going through your day today. And welcome to the conversation. I got my 30-plus-year-old scotch. I'm a 40-year-old with a rant. And welcome to the program, folks. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Larry, who is at Billy Joel concert tonight, who will be hearing this. He's a big listener to the conversation. He'll, of course, will be chiming in after the on the replay. That's one thing that most people don't realize, and I explain this to a lot of people, that yeah, you can listen to the program after. As long as you get the link that you can listen to it live, you can listen to the same link later, you know. And they don't really get that, but, you know. Wow. And I also want to give a quick shout-out. Anyone that lives local in the area, this Friday, August 14th, from 8 to 11, they're having Highland Rain is having at Nine Irish Brothers Eastside a special fundraiser for Riley Children's Hospital. They're going to have, like, buckets you can donate money and help out. And it's free to get in. All the CDs, to buy their CDs, all the money goes to help Riley Jones Hospital. So please go check it out. Leslie Miller, they're great guys. Just, it's a great cause. And the music is amazing too. Not to mention the food. But I just wanted to get that out there, you know, because that's a really, really, really big thing. But topic that I really want to get into right now is the Hillary Clinton, because if you go to the Blaze, they actually have an opinion article where they actually believe, and if you go to the Blaze.com, and I love the Blaze, I watch everything. I'll watch a little bit of MSNBC to find out what are they talking, what are they actually saying about this or that. So if something big happens, like the explosion in China, I would love to hear what they're saying, what their view is, or whatever. And it says, you know, it talks about how Hillary Clinton is done because of the scandal and Elizabeth Warren's in. And if she's handing over this email server, how are they going to? They can't hand that over with if it's empty with nothing on it. Then they knew it was scrubbed and she's going to get, okay, why are you sending us a server that is completely deleted? But then if there's anything on there that's deemed classified, you know, they say it's going to be a 99% chance. There's basically a 100% chance they'll have to find something on there. Whether they do anything about it, that me and my wife debate that because there's a lot of people that said, you know, if she really wanted this thing to kind of blow over, she would have handed over this server and all this stuff like they demanded long time ago. wait till now. I don't know if she's kind of like feeling like legal, like, hey, we've done everything we can to protect you. We can't, they're demanding this. You have to hand it over. We can't stop them, you know. And if you don't have the server anymore, it's just going to cause even more problems. I would just, and I was kind of joking about this, what are we going to do when the election day comes and I'm voting for Hillary Clinton? I can't wait. What do you mean you're voting for Hillary? That's why I'm voting for president. She's not on the ballot. Which, what do you mean she's not on the ballot? Because half the people that are voting for her now are already voting for her, don't know anything about her, couldn't tell you anything. I got into arguing with the lady because the Benghazi scandal was basically a made-up story by Fox News. That the four guys aren't dead, it's not real. No, what's not real is that Islamic cartoon that they claimed was the reason why the attack happened. That's not real. You know, there are four dead Americans from Benghazi. What happened, how she's involved in covering up all this crap, and what really went on, I don't know. I hate when they have, like, photos of, like, well, this person, they show, like, three or four black people, and they show all these, well, he killed one person and was sentenced to death. He killed one person, was sentenced to death. He killed one person, sentenced to death. But this white guy killed 50 people, and he's not dead. I'm like, well, I actually wrote someone back and said, well, I can't comment on that photo. And he goes, yep, typical Republican. I said, no, because I don't know the cases. Maybe that white person was in a state where they don't have the death penalty, and they gave him the harshest penalty they could, which is 25 years. Maybe this black person lives in an area where, okay, it don't matter if you're white, black, brown, orange, yellow, Indian, Native American, Mexican, you kill someone, death penalty, period. If you're found guilty of killing this person, they execute you, no questions asked. They have an express lane to the death penalty. I don't know the cases. I don't know where they live. I don't know the jurisdictions. I don't know any of the laws. So how can you just take a picture of like six people and have how many people were killed and act like, well, see how they treated this person differently than them? I don't know the law. I don't know the case. I don't know how it was handled. Who knows? O.J. Simpson, look at what he did. He got off. Even a juror said, and I quote, you know, I knew O.J. Simpson did it, but there was nothing in the evidence that I could prove that beyond the shadow of a doubt that says he did it, so I had to let him go. You know, if you have video footage of someone killing someone and it was illegally sequestered and that's all they have, you may have to let someone you know that murdered someone free. You may have to let them go even though you know they did it just because the evidence was illegally sequestered. But that is our system. It's not perfect. You know, France's system, England's system, they're different and they're not perfect. But that's the system we have in America. You go in front of a jury to decide your fate, not MSNBC. When does the media decide your fate? When are you found guilty because MSNBC says so or Fox News says so? But I'm just wondering what would happen, you know, if she does get, if they do find something, is the whole plot all along to get a Bernie Sanders in there or Elizabeth Warren in the White House? Obama that's making sure that Hillary Clinton doesn't get in because a lot of people will see her as a moderate where she won't be left and won't be right but will kind of be in the middle. A lot of people say, well, if she gets in the White House, like if she would have won the election or she would have won the nomination, not Barack Obama, it would have just been like Bill Clinton back in the White House again. That's what a lot of people, maybe that's not true. I don't know, but that's what a lot of people felt like. Hey, it was, the Clinton years were great years. We'll basically be having him back in the White House. I just don't know if Monica would be invited back, but hey, you know, that's what a lot of people You know, I've lost, this show is hard because I've lost, I wouldn't say I've lost friends because of this. If they think a racial bigot, excuse my English, because I disagree with Obama, I could post 75 things about how I love Martin Luther King, but if I post something negative about Obama, I'm the most racist, black-hating person in the world, which makes no sense. Sorry, I want to live in a country where if you go to fight for us, we take care of you when we come back, not illegals. And there are people like, well, then why did this Congress and stuff, why did they take all this money that Obama earmarked for the VA and take it out? Really? I don't buy that. I don't believe that for a second, considering he just took his pen and said, okay, 11 million people, you're legal now. Oh, yeah, I know you've been waiting for how many years to get here legally? You're 6 years and you're still waiting on paperwork? Nah, you got to wait still. You're not one of these 11 million. You know, it's trying to do it legitimately. I don't care if you want to come over here and do it legally. You go to other countries and just cross the border, they'll hang you. They'll kill you. Not America. Okay, sir, your name is Juan Gonzalez. Okay, way to go, buddy. Okay, here you go. There's a hospital over there if you need treatment. Oh, yeah, your wife's pregnant. Yeah, they'll deliver the baby free of charge. Don't worry, you don't have to pay a penny. Wait a minute. What do I sign up to become an illegal? My mom told me that one time, and I'm to that point anymore. Where do you sign up to be illegal? Because they're the ones that get all the benefits. If I want to go back to college, I can go and pay. I can go to some state and get in-state tuition if I'm illegal. But because I'm a legal U.S. citizen, I have to pay out-of-state tuition because I'm not born in, and I don't live in that state. It's just for, yep, and it's just for, but if you're illegal, you can get anything you want. I love it, though. I mean, that's the way America works. The blame game gets us nowhere, folks. How do we solve the problem? How do we take someone that, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton, period, done. I don't care. Ain't nothing you're going to, you can't change my mind. The only thing that's going to change their mind is if she's not on the ballot, and then they would be probably finding that out election day, and they wouldn't, it's like those people, who are you voting for? I'm voting for Barack Obama. Who's his running mate? John McCain, sir. But that's just, but that's just like finger, but it, they find like, they probably had some, they probably found one black Republican that did that as a joke, you know, for TV or whatever on Fox News. Watch the Howard Stern show. They went around, and one of the reporters for Howard Stern went around and did that with like, and found all kinds of people that couldn't even tell you basic information about, What do you mean a platform? What is it about Barack Obama's platform that you like? What you talking about a platform? I mean, they couldn't even, but they're the ones that just voted. It's not like they're going to vote. They already voted. They can't tell you anything. And that's ignorance that you don't, I'm not talking about changing because I'm information about my program, you know, it talks about changing people. What I mean about changing, I'm not talking about changing, I'm just educate people so that, okay, I don't care if you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but know what she stands for, what she's about. Know about this email scandal that had potentially sensitive, top secret documents. Okay, would you recommend a tax preparer that's like really nearly taking your tax stuff and taking it home, and anyone in the world can see your social security number and all your information and how much you make? I don't think so. I think you wouldn't want that person to touch you with a 10-foot pole, but then that's the same type of person you're going to vote for. in this election. Now, where am I saying that Democrats are, of course I'm saying that about Democrats, but where am I saying Republicans aren't doing any better? I mean, Ted Cruz seems to be someone that I think is, I like what I'm hearing, but, you know, talk the talk. I want to see you walk the walk. I want to see people do, you know. And I don't really see that. I mean, I hope, because, like, with that, because, like, debate night, in my opinion, was just, I think a lot of people just wanted to see if Donald Trump is legit, and I think he's getting a lot of notoriety because he's calling it like he sees it. He's not like, well, Megyn Kelly, I'm sorry for what I said, or I didn't know. He's like, yep, I guess you didn't hear me. You want me to repeat what I said? If you didn't understand what I said when I insulted you, I can say it again. I'm not going to apologize for insulting you. I insulted you, and this is why I insulted you. I'm going to explain why I did what I did. I'm not going to, well, I really didn't mean that. I just, you know, it's my first debate. No, he's not where he is because he candy cuts. He is where he is because he's like, I don't care what you may look like, a hoochie mama, but let me tell you something. If you can do the job and you can bust ass and you can find all the loopholes and you can take the bull by the horns, bang. It's like my dad always used to back in the 80s. Look at, man, what would you dress like that? I'm like, who cares? Why do people care so much about the Kardashians or little people? I don't get it. I just don't understand the fascination where they have to have 75 million reporters with cameras, paparazzi, outside a nanny's home. You know, I don't get it. You know, I don't, they're a human being, you know, for Christ's sake, they're a human. Leave them alone. Let them just, you wonder why I'd be on cocaine and heroin and crystal meth too if every day I had to wake up with 75 million people outside trying to take a picture of me and my wife getting out of bed. You know, I couldn't go to the restaurant and just have a dinner and talk to someone as a human being. Oh, you're that talk show guy. Oh, it's like, one of my friends, he talked about when he worked in Florida, they would have to shut down a part of the restaurant. They finally started to put a private room in the back because, like, when Hulk Hogan would come to eat, they would have to shut down the restaurant because no one would leave him alone. He couldn't eat. Everyone would just want to talk to him. So they had a thing where you come out, you come into the back, and there's a private entrance, and there's, like, seven tables where people can eat in the back so that they can have dinner and just not have to worry about being mobbed. But they shouldn't have to be like that. Kind of went off on a tangent a little bit, but I mean, I just get so frustrated with these people that if Donald Trump was a Democrat, they wouldn't be saying what they're saying about him. They're saying what they're saying because I have so many friends that they're Democrat. Period. They don't care. They're party loyalty beyond. It doesn't matter what, I mean, well, Detroit's not a Democratic problem. Okay, whatever. Yeah, all those Republican policies have really helped Detroit. How long has it, I would love to look to, you know, as far as I know, you know, the now that they're finally starting to be able to choose in Detroit, if you want to have union representation or not, you're not forced into that, you know, like I posted on my thing. Will we ever be able to change people and educate them? Because there are people that already have 110% of their mind made up right now. Bam. Hillary Clinton's my choice. Ain't nothing. You know, how can you? I don't even have my mind made up. I mean, you got to look at it. You're going to have to take the best. I have a feeling that we're in for another best of the worst. I mean, I don't like the fact that someone like Ben Carson talked about how he doesn't think that in big cities you should have automatic weapons, but he would leave it up to a city municipality and saying, okay, the city of Los Angeles has the say over if that's legal or not. You're not going to get 100% what you like out of a certain candidate, but you have to take, well, yeah, I like this guy. I don't like this about him, but hey, you know, I mean, not that I would vote for him at all, but at least Barry Sanders, well, hey, I'm a socialist. I'm a commie. He will come out and tell you that. He's not going to candy coat it. He's not going to be an Obama or a Hillary Clinton that's going to act like they're, you know, like a normal American, you know, that just wants the way it's always been. And then, you know, try to push the socialist progressive agenda, you know. I'm sorry. You know, that's the only reason why I like Barry Sanders is he's at least honest enough to say, hey, you know, I would respect Hillary and Barack Obama and say, yeah, I want socialism in this country, yeah. You know, but most people wouldn't care. They wouldn't hear it. They wouldn't know. They don't, you know, they wouldn't, they couldn't. You know, and it's, and I guess that's one of the biggest questions I ask and I get asked is how do you change? How do you get people educated to at least, you don't have to follow politics, but at least know something about what they stand for. An unbiased, this is what she stands for, period. If you don't like him or her, at least you know what they stand for, period. End of list. And that's something that I think we have to, but I mean it goes back to school and what they teach you and the history they teach you in school. You know, if you can get, here's $10 million, I'm gonna have say in what goes in this history book. I mean, think about it. Pretty soon, they're not going to be able to have a constitution in the classroom that's original, that's copied. They're going to have one that's typed because kids won't be able to read cursive. So who knows what they're going to put in the constitution. There's no guarantee. I mean, I'm not saying that they are 100% going to just make it up, but there's nothing that says they can't just put their progressive agenda in there and make stuff in there that's not real. If they changed it to put a progressive agenda in there, like my wife just said, it would not surprise me. You know, this country has changed. You know, like I love the good thing that I want to talk about with that black cop and that white cop with their hands out that went viral that said, this life matters and that life matters. You know, this, like when Jeb Bush was speaking and they're like, Black Lives Matter, how was that solving anything? It goes back to my earlier point. When did the media become the judge and jury? I have friends that it doesn't matter what the evidence shows. There are people in Ferguson and said, oh, yeah, I saw this, he did that, and this happened, and that happened. And before the evidence even came out, they said, well, you're going to have to recount your story. What are you talking about? Just based on the forensics we have, we know you're lying. And then they finally came, oh, yeah, I heard this guy say this, so I'm just saying what he said. But anywho, but that's the problem. No one, that, you know, every single life matters, you know, but you have so many people that still, for some reason, if a black guy is killed by a white guy, it has to be racist. It doesn't matter what the evidence shows. I could have 50 bullets in me, but if that black guy ends up dying, I need to be crucified because I killed a black guy because I'm white, even though all the evidence shows that he was shooting at me and I was defending myself. All lives matter, folks. It doesn't matter. And most of the people that a couple people that I've said sayonara to, I'm glad, because they can't see that. They can't see when you could post 75 things about how great Martin Luther King was, it wouldn't matter because one post about Barack Obama and, oh, you're racist. So they're not worth it. And I try to educate them, but they don't get it. They just, you know, I mean, when you're friends with someone for 20 years, 10 years, and all of a sudden, why would I be friends with a black person for 10 years if I've been racist the whole time? It's called stupidity, and that's what I'm talking about. Changing so that they, so we can get past this. Okay, if the facts show that that cop was wrong, then he should be held accountable and punished, just like anyone else. But if the evidence proves that he did it in self-defense and this, and he was legit for what he did, then he should be free. He's not free. He can't go anywhere. They'll hang him. And it's sad. It's sad where this country's gone. Like they said, you know, 75% of the people agree that racism is worse now. And I mean, not racism, but race relations is worse now. Obama has made it worse. That was the actual survey. But then when you have illegals that said they were in one of these detention camp things, that they were mistreated and abused and all this stuff, and they're suing for $10 million, okay, how are they? I'm sorry. In other countries, you'd be lucky if they threw you in a cell with 60 other people and they throw a loaf of bread in there and a jug of water. And if you got a swig of that water, you got a piece of that bread, you ate. If you don't, you don't. Not in the U.S. You come here and you're illegal and you can. And I'm sure it's some damn attorney is going to take up the case to get his name out there. He'll do it for nothing. Because if they were to win, guess what? He'll get some money. And then they'll probably just, oh, we'll just, here's, because it'd probably cost more than $10 million to go after him. I mean, so they probably picked a number. Well, it's going to cost more to take us to court than that, so they'll give us that. And, you know, like, where do I sign up to be an illegal? Where do I sign up so I can get all this? Because if I was an American and that happened to me, oh, you just can't sue because that. But illegals, I guess they can. I guess if you're not even legally allowed to be in this country, I guess you are legally allowed to sue. Who knew? Learn something new every day. What a rant. But it just frustrates me. When in some states you can be an illegal immigrant and get in-state tuition, since I wasn't born in that state, I had to pay out-of-state tuition. How does that even make sense? They should have one tuition. This is what you pay to come here, not, well, it's $600 a credit if you're out of state, but if you're in state, it's $200 a credit. No, it should be one price. Amen. You know, it's just crazy that where this, you know what, like, I try to think, how do we come together? Because, and a lot of my friends, in the end, we basically have the same belief. We all want the same things, but they just, for some reason, can't get over that hump of, you know, that racial hump. That, like, well, you know, because I still get people that basically are saying, in their words, that if Obama was white, I would love the man. He'd be the greatest thing ever in my life. I can't be the greatest president in history. But then I have people that also are like, that I've gotten two sides of this. I've gotten into arguments with people that say that the $18 trillion in debt is nothing. But then I've also gotten into the same argument with someone that says that that $18 trillion in debt is made up. It's not even real. It's all on Fox News. So, who knows? Who knows? I mean, the blame game gets us nowhere. You know, as like I keep like I said, like I told one of my friends, I said, the more people keep pushing this race card issue, the more you keep trying to fight with me, the more you realize that the government's just going to keep screwing you while you fight. You know, if we can just say, okay, I don't agree with Obama. I don't care what I disagree with him 100%. What do you want? You want to lower the deficit. So do I. You want to do this. And usually when I sit there and I said, I don't care what you believe, white, black, brown, whatever. This is what I want. I hope you want the same thing. I hope you want to get God back in our country. And 9 times out of 10, if you can take the fact that he's half black, half white out of the equation, you can come to some common ground. And that's what's going to move this country forward, finding common ground. You know, my heart goes out to Jimmy Carter. He just announced he has cancer. It's amazing how a tragedy will bring people together. You know, 9/11 or a cancer. One of my friends, Ray, just had surgery and they cut open his whole, like there's a whole thing down the whole chest, and he had a whole thing on Facebook. Like, I just want to tell y'all what y'all mean to me. You know, in case something ever happens to me, and I'm like, you know, Scotty, if he could beat me up, I'd do it to his. I mean, they're just great, great people, and they mean the world to me. And why does it have to take 9/11 for a Jew to help a Muslim? Why can't they put their, okay, because unfortunately, for the most part, a Muslim does not want to coexist with anything but a Muslim. So if you're a Christian, kiss your butt goodbye. Jew, kiss your butt goodbye. Oh, but if it's 9/11, everyone's trying to help everyone. Everyone, why can't we try to come together now? You know, I'm sorry. How do we help the vets? You can go back and forth on, well, they did this. They did, well, how is that helping the vets? If they did that, shame on them. If they actually said, okay, let's take the money that should go to the VA and let's give it to the illegals, that's wrong. You know, okay, point fingers all you want. That's going to, you know, I can sit there with my finger a foot away from you. I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. Well, I'm not. But how is that going to solve anything? Anybody. Or help anybody? You know, it's not going to do it. And that's what, you know, and how is that going to help anybody when you have people that are sight blind? Hillary Clinton's my president. Wow. That's scary that this early in the game, you can already have someone you're going to the polls and vote for. I don't know enough about the candidates to say. Even Hillary, I wouldn't know enough. Okay, because I knew she wanted to pass a government-style health care, and that's who I thought was going to do it, but I was right about the government health care thing being passed. I just thought it was going to be her doing it, not Barack Obama. But you look at it, and I'm like, but then you got those people that don't even pay, you know, at least they got something from Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert, even though they're. But then the people they have on there now, they're just, you know, Comedy Central is very, very liberal. and they're going to put a, you know, when if they do another, like, Jon Stewart show, the person on is going to be very, very liberal, I guarantee it. We saw some new, there's a new guy on there, he's like a black guy that's, I guess, doing a show that's probably going to be in contention to be like a Jon Stewart or Stephen Colbert, and he started bashing the GOP. And I'm like, I want to watch a show like that to laugh at. That's why, like, that's why Johnny Carson was so successful. He made fun of Republicans, Democrats, whites, black, Native Americans. He didn't care. He made fun of everyone. He laughed with them and at them as he laughed at himself. You know, sort of like Kevin Hart when he did that thing, like, you know, laughing at myself. And he did a whole stand-up. You know, my dad used to walk in there with shorts on and no drawers. But, you know, he was making... But, you know, Johnny Carson was one of those people that can make fun of everybody. And all these talk shows now and some of these things, you know, like, not talk shows, but like the, well, like late night, like David Letterman type things where it's, they definitely have a liberal bias opinion. You know, at least Fox News, who do they have? Oh, they have Geraldo on there, for one of them. They have Warren Williams on there. You may not agree with them, but they have a different perspective. They're not just, Fox News is just not one big group of progressive Republican, you know, conservatives. It's just, you know, they have, I kind of did a joke there if you caught that, because they do have progressives on there. They do have some conservatives and some Republicans. And they have the gamut. So you can hear and laugh at a Geraldo Rivera. But he has his view. He can say what he wants. I'm gonna say what I want on Facebook. A lot of times I just don't even reply anymore because I don't want to get into a 25 post back and forth with someone that's never going to believe you no matter what, you know. I could put, oh, this is video of me stabbing my wife. Oh, you didn't, no, that's not you. No, whatever, whatever. I mean, just hypothetical. You know, if they're never going to believe you no matter what you say, I just don't even, I don't waste my time. I may comment and say, well, I hope that you support the VA having, the vets having money. Okay, sure. But then you better not be supporting amnesty for the illegals, because it's a two-way street. You know, and, but like, when, because I still have a lot of friends that are very, 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 very liberal, and you're never going to change their mind. You know, they're going to vote this way, period. I'm like, how can you already know you're voting for Hillary Clinton? I don't know. I don't even know enough about her, and I follow politics. I know I can't. I don't know. If she came by and said, here's $50 million, vote for me, I don't know if I would accept the money. I really don't think I could. That's $50 million, but, you know. I'm not selling my soul to the devil.
I might take it, then.
My wife is like, yeah, I'll take the money, but then I'll vote for who I want to. I like that. I do. I love the fact that two, like a white and a black cop, can come together and say, our lives matter. And it's just nice to see that stuff coming out and being in the forefront. I really do. Let me see here. Wow. It's just amazing. You know, it's just amazing that, you know, you have people in this country that, like, We have people that have been our ally for years, and someone that we, like, really, really, really look up to, and have, you know, like, Israel. Nope. And you just sit there and you go, wait a minute. You want Iran, not Israel? Where did I go wrong? But I guess, one last thing before I move on, I guess the judge has ruled that the baker who refused to make a gay wedding cake cannot cite beliefs as bias to deny service. But to me, and I've talked about this many times, I'm just one of those people that if, why would you turn down business, period? I'm not marrying a guy. So who cares? I mean, you know. I guess, I don't know. But then it's going to sit there and get to the point where, but where do you draw the line with that? Well, hey, well, my beliefs don't, because of my religious beliefs, I don't believe in bacon and pork products. Am I going to have to be forced now to serve said pork products? But there's lots of stuff going on in this country that, and it's total media bias when there are things that go on, you know, I mean, John Kerry said some things, and there's things that have gone on in years past and now, but why isn't this getting media coverage? Because it does not fit the liberal agenda. That's why Jon Stewart would interview someone for 25 days, dang near, and then edit it and piece it together to get the message he wanted across. That's why Jesse Marcel Jr., like I talked about, I think last week, he was on several programs because his dad was one of the first responders to the wreckage at Roswell. And how he said, you know, I'll tell it, if you unedit this, you're going to get this viewpoint, but if you watch a show about UFOs, don't try to skew it like I'm a cuckoo. Because me and my wife were talking about this last night. Like, if you were to say, okay, life exists outside our planet, a lot of people will tell you goodbye. That you cannot believe in God because, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, it would throw religion for a loop, all this stuff, so. Whether, you know, and that's why they don't come out with it. I mean, there was a documentary I saw from like the late 50s, early 60s, where there were these people in Italy, and some of them were very highly regarded scientists that said they were in contact with extraterrestrials, and they were in contact with anyone that was willing to listen. Because they say they don't come out because the people of this planet aren't ready to handle the news that we are not alone, that there's more than just us and planet in this universe. So, but if it's going to fit an agenda with the media, yes. If not, no. You know, why can't, news should be news, period. Whether it's right, left, whatever. If someone says something, should be news. You know, just because Mitt Romney said something about the 40% of Americans, and you have someone like Lawrence O'Donnell goes, we just have to play that clip over and over and over again, and Obama said, for sure. Okay, that's not media. That's not reporting. That's not saying... I'm not saying everything I say. I'm not saying I'm right or wrong. I have an opinion. This is what I believe. That's why I get sometimes argumentative, because I have a belief and I'm not going to back down from what I believe. I believe in Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but you're not going to, don't argue that, because I'm not going to change my mind. You know, and it's just, you know, it's like so many people, well, this, you know, anything to discredit the right, but the left, you know, but that's how it goes. You know, they want to find some way to, you know, anything that they can use against the left or the right, you know. It's all fun and games unless you, I mean, no one gives a crap unless you're dissing a person on the left and then they get a hair, then they get the sand up their butt and then they, you know. We need to just sit there and we need to start doing posts about, hey, this is what's going on, and not put anyone's name to it. That way they can't, you know, just, this is a neutral story. This is what's going on in D.C. It's not right or left. Take it or leave it, you know. Because when you take the element of gender, race, class, or whatever out of the equation, 9 times out of 10, you can come to an agreement on some form. And that's what we need to get to in this country. Don't let the media and the government win. And as we move along, wow, what a rant. I don't know if I call it a rant. It's just how I feel and what we, you know, need to get the just what can we agree upon? And what a match with Manchester United. Holy cow. We got 3 points, and it wasn't even our goal that got us the 3 points. You know, hey, I mean, you still saw Van Gaal out celebrating afterwards for his birthday. But they had many chances. They just didn't execute. You know, I think it's going to take 4 games to really see the truth. Because, I mean, the next game, you know, that they play with Aston Villa Football Club, they may end up, like, scoring 10 goals. And, like, what the heck? Why wasn't, you know? So, I think he's usually been mediocre his first year at a club. And then the next year, he's usually, by the middle of the season, no one's saying anything because they're winning game after game. I mean, Van Gaal's been incredible where he's been, and I just can't wait to see how the club progresses and goes forward. I mean, now that I think that they've got a set base, I don't know if, you know, you take De Gea, I think after this year, he's definitely going to Real Madrid. It's fun because, like, whenever I don't know if you know this, but on your iPhone, you can actually have Siri talk. So, like, you can sit there and you can, like highlight an article. And if you have it in your phone set up, you can hit speak and it'll speak for it. And it will, and it'll say, like, De Gea may be going to Real Madrid. It doesn't say Real. It's funny the way some of the names and things she says. But if he doesn't, I think Van Gaal is not going to play him. And like, hey, well, if you want to stick out this season and give us your all, and say come the end of the season, if I get traded, you get traded. Okay, but I think he's having the look of it like, well, hey, you know, I'm going to Real Madrid, whatever. Like, I don't think, like, when I saw him in Chicago, he didn't show a lot of poise. You know, he didn't show a lot of, you know, like, okay, show me some effort. And I didn't see that. And then when you have Valdez, and basically like, well, you know what, I'm just going to kind of, I'm not going to play in the 20, you know, I'm sorry, but you need to do whatever you need to do. If you want you in the under-21 club, you play there. Everyone has, you know. Romero, I think he's going to end up being the goalie, and I think he's going to get a lot of experience, and he's just going to turn out to be decent. And, you know, we just got to get the players to be one cohesive unit. I just want to sit there and put them on like a townhome and put them on and have them all sleep on the floor. You know, when you can show on that football pitch and you can play together as a team, you can go back to your normal life. But until then, you're going to learn, okay, you got two showers for 30 guys. Good luck. You're going to learn to play together. I think we got some good players. We've got people that want to be there. They just got to put it all together, you know, and get some speed. And I got about 7 minutes or so left in the program, like 7:15. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm honestly really lucky we got. Well, when they said like, because they're going around a little traffic, and like I think it'll be like 2-1, 3-1. I'm like, here's the thing. Here was my view before the game started. I'm like, we're either going to get no points or it's going to be, or we're going to get 3 points and it's going to be damn ugly. And it was ugly. You know, you get 3 points on an own goal that's not even yours. You didn't even score the goal. By Cottingham Hotspurs points for you. And as you can see, if you watch the game from the sideline, Van Gaal wasn't really smiling, and I'm glad. He'll call you like, you know, if you think you have a better way to run practice, well, then if you want to be the manager, Valdez, you go right ahead. You know, he did. I mean, I can't believe that Valdez did that, that he was kind of like, well, thinking he owned the team or whatever. Hey, man, we go back in the day, me and Coach go, huh? No, he is, you know, don't matter how many times you played or whatever. Sorry. You know, it was ugly, but, and I hope that they can move forward and learn. And they weren't that bad. They just need to take some of the chances and just shoot. And just go for it. You know, and you may be a little selfish, but take it and shoot it and go for it. You know, hey, if you get it, you do. If you don't, I can't wait, because as we move on into Major League Baseball, when they take on the Houston, Miggy, Miguel Cabrera should be back. And I'm excited. I don't know, man. He's much needed in the Tigers lineup, but at the same time, you know, if you have to have him to win games, then you don't really have a team.
It's the Tigers. That should say it all.
Oh yeah, and also, you know, I mean, and anybody that says, okay, anybody like, where's Sparky Anderson when we need him? You know, but I think they're not doing, like in the very beginning, if you told me they were going to be where they are now, I wouldn't have believed you. I'm like, okay, this is our year. You got 8-0, and then it just went. But that's the Tigers, though. I mean, they're like a team that, like, well, how in the heck can you beat this team that you should lose to and then lose to this team you should beat? I mean, you know. Oh, I know. I mean, that's. I'm still kind of PO'd that they got rid of. Well, let me think. They got rid of David Price, and then when they do get rid of the guy that got rid of him. Dave Dombrowski got rid. I don't know. I mean, they got rid of him, which I'm kind of. I think Alavila he's been there so much. There's going to be an easy transition. I just hope he's not a Dave Dombrowski. Like, hey, this guy's great. You want to buy him? Who's your worst player? We'll take him. Okay, yeah, your AAA doesn't even want him. Oh, we'll take him. What the heck? Cy Young Award Gold Glove player and get rid of him, and then, okay, this guy, what's a ball? You've never played baseball before? No. They just told me that I was going to play for you guys. Oh, crap. We traded a Cy Young Award, you know, Gold Glove, first baseman or whatever, really good player for somebody that can't do anything. I mean, I don't know. You get frustrated with the team when it's like, okay, how in the heck can they lose to teams they should beat and beat teams they should lose to? And, you know, just, I don't know. They were looking so good in the beginning. I'm like, yes, sir. But then it's just kind of, they've had issues and injuries and Miguel Cabrera and hamstrings and all that, and they're wanting to see if he's limping, and he seems to be okay. And I think my thing would just have him hit, you know, have him pitch hit, have him hit and have someone run for him. You know, I mean, because I don't want to sit there, I don't want to bring him back either and have him just re-injure himself 2 games later. You know, if he's not 100% ready to go, he's not going to be 100% because he's been injured. But, you know, I want him as healthy as he can be so that he won't re-injure himself. But it's the Tigers, so at least we're not the Cubs. But at least then we can blame the team on the curse. Yeah, this guy back in the day tried to let the goat in, but since they wouldn't let him in, he cursed the team. So, hey, that's the problem. You know, I don't know what, I mean, I'm always a fan, always will be. So, hey, what can you do? You know, I like my Reds no matter what. You know, Manchester United, always support them no matter what. I got about 60 seconds left in the program. I just want to thank you all for tuning in. And hopefully Billy Joel was a great concert if my cousin Larry is there having a good time. But just think about what I talked about. Take everything out of the equation and try to find, what do you want? Okay, you want rid of ISIS? So do I. How can we get rid of ISIS? Who cares if Obama's Native American, white, black, whatever. This is what I want for the country. I want to have God back in it. How do we get God back in this country? How do we get the Pledge of Allegiance back in our schools? You know, how can we come together? Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this program tonight. We wish Jimmy Carter the greatest as he gets his battle with cancer underway. God bless you and good night.